Hello and welcome to Heart Yoga Radio. We're having one of our rare recordings on the beach today because the wind's low enough to do it, and we've scrambled out as early as possible to avoid the crowds. I reckon there must have been at least 1,000 people here yesterday, but fortunately it's a very sleepy town and there's virtually nobody here before 9 o'clock. And also the tourists, they don't really get up till 10, so no. We've got a bit of time. Anyway, we are on episode 24 of the Lao Tzu series. So let's have a little read through this and see what Lao Tzu was thinking on the day he wrote this one.
It's chapter 37. The Tao goes on forever. Wu Wei, doing nothing. And yet everything gets done. How? It is done by being. And by being everything it does. If people and rulers go by this, then every living thing will be well. And if parts still want to separate, the true leader will use the centrifugal weight of this original, unnameable oneness. It is simple. If no one wants anything for themselves, then there can be peace, and all things will know peace. The way music ends in peace.
So once again, Lao Tzu revisits the theme of the Tao itself.
And this time he's moving around, as he does, a few degrees, and gives us a slightly different perspective. You'll notice over the course of the entire book, he does this many times. There are many descriptions of the Tao, but they're all a little bit different, so that between them we get this composite picture by the time we get to the end. And we start to then get a feel for the thing in the round. But of course it is essentially mysterious. However much we describe it, there's always a further to go. It's like an infinity of mystery that nevertheless supplies us with endless perspectives on it. And this particular perspective is interesting because it's quite practical. It's about the way that the Tao itself is the ultimate practitioner of Wu Wei, of non-doing. The Tao does everything but leaves nothing undone. How does it do it? Not by doing, but by being. It's intrinsic to its being, to accomplish everything, to accomplish the natural world. The stars, the sky, the tides, the wind, the clouds, the sand, the cosmos in all its immensity, and then the microcosm in all its the detail of the minute and small things. And of course human life, human society, human beings themselves. The Tao itself is the ultimate exemplar of non-doing. Look what it does by none. It creates this great universe. Lao Tzu therefore recommends, you know, as is his wont, that we ourselves emulate the Tao, that we attempt Wu Wei. We attempt to go about our business without the heavy-handedness of overweening ambition and violent ego. But rather we it's a very hippie thing, this, you know, we go with the flow. We allow the processes of nature, the movements of the world, to be the suppliers of our energy and our impetus. And it's a very subtle thing, it's a subtle knack of going with the grain, of letting the bigger forces of existence accomplish your projects for you. And he tries to apply this meditation to social organisation. He says, well, if people are like this, people are able to align with the Tao this way, and rulers are able to align with the Tao this way, that we will have a peaceful society. And the thing that he notes about it, of course, is that it's to do with not grasping for like loads and loads of things. You know, consumerism is basically what he's taking a stab at here. So he must have had some kind of consumerism and desire for sparkly things.
Yeah.
In his time as much as in our time. Yeah, but it is simple. If no one wants anything for themselves, then there can be peace. You know, you say, why do we live in such a warring world? As Lao Tzu did, lived in the time of the warring states. Because there's so much grasping for more and more and more and more things. Things that you can't possibly enjoy. You can only enjoy a few things. Nobody can spend £1 billion. You know? And it's that kind of overweening desire, which I don't think is particularly natural. You could say, well, people have infinite desire. Well, actually, our system functions because desire is inflamed deliberately. There are three PR and propaganda companies on the planet, or huge holding companies of pretty well all the public relations and propaganda and advertising on the entire planet. Three enormous mega corporations, maybe three, maybe four. Their job is to inflame desire. Yeah, multi-billion pound industry, getting us to desire shit for all sorts of infantile reasons that we don't actually need. And the result is competition over resources. The coup in Bolivia, what was that about? It was about the lithium deposits. The blockade of Venezuela, what's that about? It's about the oil. The biggest oil reserves in the world. So it produces this competition over resources. But it also produces the immense amount of waste that is actually choking the planet and choking the sea. The immense amount of pollution. And as I say, Lao Tzu's not asking us to sort of be grimly ascetic, you know, and have this terrible battle against our desires and our enjoyment of things. It's not that, because without this deliberate inflammation of desire to continue to fuel a completely unviable and vicious political and economic system, you'd find people would be happy with small delights, very happy with small delights, you know, playing with your grandchildren, walking on the beach, all costs nothing, all does no damage, very, very deeply satisfying. Whereas you buy the latest car and
you're bored within 5 minutes.
Well, 2 weeks later, your neighbour buys one that was $50,000 more expensive. You're jealous and you're in competition with him. So you've got to get rid of this one that you've just got and go and get another one there's just the old one-upmanship thing, you know. Mm. It's very infantile, but it drives the economy and the system. And it's, you know, an incredibly toxic and malignant system. Lao Tzu says, Wu Wei, none doing. Your desires are at a natural level, you know. And I think there is some kind of sense in it. Especially when you realise that it isn't asceticism. He's not asking us to sort of like, you know, wear a hair shirt or anything like that. And this is like a criticism against environmentalists, is that the cornucopians, the believers in capitalism, the people who are invested in this endless satisfaction of impossible and disproportionate desires, this is the criticism they level at environmentalists. You want us to wear a hair shirt? No, actually. We want you to learn where the great pleasure of life resides and the great ease of life desires. We want you to learn that peace is a good, that peace is possibly the ultimate good. And it's just very, very tasty, very enjoyable, very palatable, very rich, very satisfying.
Made even more so by not striving to have more. Because a state of tension.
Yeah, we're not very good.
Unpleasant.
We're not very good at it, are we?
So, you know, if you get rid of that, it's like it did make loads of room just to enjoy a very sort of simple and you know, the bounties of the world, which are free, as I said, like playing with your children or having a walk on the beach. Creates lots of room for just enjoying very simple things.
Yeah, but with great intensity and great amplitude.
Yeah.
It's not like this is a life without amplitude. This is a life with great amplitude. This is a life that sees into the heart of things. And there are plenty of things in Lao Tzu that are not that applicable to now. Yeah, but this, I would say, certainly is, and that we'll either come to the point that he's describing in this chapter, or perish as a species.
Yeah.
But this is where we come to if we're going to thrive again. I don't think it's impossible. Like you said, it's simple. It's the simplicity that makes it elusive, and of course gives the consumerist capitalists the very easy weapon of calling us like a load of hair shirtists and hippies. I'm quite happy to still be a hippie all these years down the line. Fine by me.
Anyway, I hope you found that interesting and enjoyed the nice sounds of the beach with the occasional seagull and the waves and everything. Simple pleasures. So I hope you're all okay, and we'll speak to you soon.